The Auckland Council's cutting more than $4 million from its communications and marketing budget in the latest round of an efficiency drive. 38 jobs are to go on top of more than 100 redundancies council-wide in the past year, and the Council is lifting the targets in its bid to become leaner. Our Auckland correspondent Todd Nile is with us now. Todd, good morning to you. This is nearly 40 staff in one cut, so what has changed to make that possible?
Well, it is a pretty big group. It was 130, now down to 92, and it covers all sorts of people: graphic artists, web design, you know, the infamous spin doctors, and a lot of this work had been scattered through the council, and they've pulled it into one centralised area. They've set up an in-house design studio rather than contracting out. That alone, they say, will save them $1.5 million a year almost. But it's the biggest cut in one area as they work through the different divisions in the council. And the Chief Financial Officer, Andrew McKenzie, he's pretty confident that the cuts will be permanent and that they won't kind of creep back in with, say, using consultants in other parts of the council.
We're very comfortable that we've got a better way of doing business here that is cheaper for ratepayers and gets them the types of results they want in terms of knowing what's happening in council, understanding the different decisions that we're making, and complying with our requirements to consult.
Well, the council then, a bit touchy about being seen to be putting people out of work?
Well, in this case, interestingly, they've gone on the front foot and they've actually put out all this information, quite detailed information about the nature of the job cuts and the savings that are being made, which is quite a change from a couple of months ago when I sought information on earlier cuts in the review process, which went through the whole official information regime and turned out the number of 109 other redundancies over the past year. The change is perhaps not directly linked to the upcoming process to set a 10-year budget, but the council is keen to show at this point of the process that they are putting their own organisation under scrutiny. In setting that 10-year budget over the next year, there is going to be debate on how much money is spent across Auckland, on what new charges and imposts might be on ratepayers. If the council's trying to head off criticism or finger-pointing in that phase, they need to show that internally they are being rigorous on themselves.
And is there more to come here?
Well, potentially the biggest group is perhaps the next one to come up, the planning area, which has almost 550 staff. That review has been completed. It's been consulted with staff, and we're expecting perhaps early next month to hear what sort of changes are coming up there and what sort of reduction in numbers, if any, will occur. And at the same time, the council has upped the amount that it's trying to save each year through internal reorganisation from $170 million to $240 million, and it will help with that long-term budget. But remember, they have a $3 billion budget, so these are useful increments rather than big bang savings.
Todd Nile, our Auckland correspondent, many thanks for your time on Morning Report.